Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. A year or so ago, we bought a used car from Lithia Dodge Jeep that had a diesel exhaust problem that didn't show up for a while after we bought it. It was a nice Jeep Grand Cherokee, but it just didn't work out for us. I had been stuck in rehab for 3 months, and I wanted to be there when we dealt with it. So, when we finally got down to the dealer to take care of it, we were concerned about how it was going to go. Tim Call is the manager, and I've known his family for a long time. I shouldn't have worried. Tim was aware of the problem and took good care of us as we traded the vehicle for a new Jeep. To Tim and the crew at Lithia, my thanks for treating customers like they should be treated in a difficult situation. Since I have been out of rehab, we have to be careful where we are going because I can't get in the car without a sidewalk as I have to use a slider board to get in it. So we have been using Dial-A-Ride to get places without sidewalks, and believe me, there are plenty. Aside from some scheduling mix-up, Dial-A-Ride is a very convenient wheelchair ride. The appointment persons are pleasant, and all the drivers are very personable and make the ride a pleasure. Thanks, Dial-A-Ride. Something that really irritates me is the fact that nothing is built to last anymore. We bought a brand name refrigerator 8 years ago, and it is giving us trouble and has in the past. The repairman said it is because they put smaller motors and other parts in them that have to run all the time, or at least more often than is good for long use. The refrigerators we replaced were 30 years old. On a pleasant note, my wife and I are addicted to ice cream. That's okay because my doctor says you have to have something to make you happy and hippie. My wife was at Costco one day and picked up some Humboldt brand vanilla ice cream. It was a full half gallon, not a quart and a half like other brands, and smooth and solid, not like full of air like others seem to be. Mighty nice. In my last comment, I paid tribute to some longtime friends who had passed on while I was confined to rehab. My longtime friend and musical accompanist, choir director and church organist, Lorene Carlson, had been up in Washington near her family, and it was hard to keep in close contact with her, much to my dismay. Lorene was very talented and played piano and organ extremely well. She was very innocent in many ways, and my favorite memory of her was one night as we were rehearsing a choir number with a line that ended with the word laid, Lorene said we had to go over it until all the ladies got laid together. We were all fine until one lady snickered and we all broke out laughing. She never did know what she said. Lorene also taught school for many years. Condolences to Andrew and Rachel and Heidi and their families. I don't know how the eclipse went because I wrote this on Sunday. I was on Neyland on a cloudy day for the last one. It was neat. Right place, right time. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.